Continuing to explore the naked online jungle here, a Russian crime gang has swiped more than 1.2 billion username and password combinations and some 500 million email addresses. The discovery was made by a security firm in Milwaukee called Hold Security. It consists of 420,000 websites, this lapse does, from Fortune 500 companies to very small websites. David Gelles helped to break this story. He's a reporter from our partner, The New York Times. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me, John.
So this is now the largest user information steal?
It's astonishing in its scale. These guys have 1.2 billion username and password combinations, and it was all culled from 420,000 different websites around the globe.
We continue to break this record every few months, it seems like. Who should worry about this right now?
Well, consumers should be the ones most worried, but ultimately the companies running these websites are the ones to blame. They simply can't make their sites secure enough to prevent the hackers from keep getting in there and stealing all their data.
Is this a Russian government operation or just confined to a crime group?
The guys that revealed this specifically said that there was no indication that the Russian government was involved here. That said, the Russian authorities have almost no precedent for prosecuting or going after hackers.
And where are these folks based? Are they Moscow-based? Are they St. Petersburg? Are they just scattered around Russia?
It appears that this group, which, again, has perpetrated in less than 6 months the largest hack of all times, essentially, is comprised of just a dozen or so men in their 20s who all know one another personally and all live in the same town in south central Russia, this region between the borders of Kazakhstan and Mongolia. And I think that, again, just reveals just how insecure some of the biggest websites in the world are, that this little cell can do that much damage.
How did this Milwaukee security firm find them? And for that matter, how did you help to break this story?
Like many security firms, Hold Security, based in Milwaukee, maintains connections with and really monitors the dark web, if you will, talking to hackers all the time. They wouldn't go too far into their methodology, understandably, because they don't want to give away their bag of tricks. But suffice it to say, they were able to establish communications with this group, get essentially mirror copies of a good amount of their data, and that's the way they got it. They are bringing it forth, they say, in hopes of making people aware, making companies aware. And of course, these are security firms, too, that get paid by companies to help make their websites secure. So don't be surprised if Hold Security goes out and tries to, you know, drum up some new business with this as well. As for how the story came to us, I maintain connections with a robust network of sources, as all journalists do, and I got a tip and followed it up.
Can we suspect or assume that there are a huge number of deletions going on in Kazakhstan and Mongolia today, even though these folks in their 20s are probably safe from the Russian authorities, as you suspect?
Hard to know. On the one hand, this data is really still valuable until people change their username and passwords. These guys, if they really have 1.2 billion username and password combinations, that's all good data until we change the passwords.
And the changing of the passwords means that the hackers can't actually use this information. But in the meantime, they could conceivably, you know, steal identities, pose as individuals, take over websites. What's the worst case scenario here?
Well, there's what these guys are already doing, which is hacking into sites including Twitter, Expedia, Southwest Airlines, and sending spam attacks. And there's already evidence to suggest that's happening. The worst case scenario is actually much worse. Given the scale of this, security experts we talked to said that just about any site is probably vulnerable. If they threw that whole database and just kind of ran through the list of username and passwords trying to get into a site, it's hard to see where they would be kept out of.
David Gelles is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.